Chapter 10. As I raised my hands to fight, the three male wolves began to bark, but not at me or my assailant. They were focused on some other danger, farther up the tunnel, and took no notice of the trouble I was in. Nor did Magda, who lay peacefully where she was, and gazed at me with a curious but unalarmed expression. Before I could strike, the person holding me said something that sounded like, "Gula Bashta!" I tried to shout in response, but could manage only a muffled grunt because of the bone jammed between my teeth.
"Gula Bashta!"
My attacker snapped again, then eased the bone out and pressed a couple of dry fingers to my lips. Realizing my life wasn't under threat, I relaxed and suspiciously studied the person who'd knocked me to the floor. With a start, I saw that it was one of the pale-skinned, white-eyed guardians of the blood. He was a thin, anxious-looking man. Putting a finger to his own lips, he pointed at the wolves, barking louder than ever, then up at the roof of the cave where he'd dropped from. Pushing me over to the wall, he pointed out finger holes in the rocks, then scrambled up into the darkness. I lingered doubtfully a moment, then glanced at the agitated wolves and followed him up. There was a crevice at the top of the wall, which the guardian guided me into. He slid into a small hole close by. I waited in silence, my heart beating loudly. Then I heard a voice addressing the angry wolves.
"Quiet!"
someone hissed.
"Shut up, ye mongrels!"
The wolves quit howling, but they continued growling menacingly. They backed away from the tunnel mouth, and moments later I saw a purple-skinned face.